Racing Podcast. My name is Greg Dreis, and today we're doing the 802 Cup Series edition. Last night we started out Season 3, Week 1 at Daytona, and I gotta tell you, 2.5 hours, almost, if you include, almost 3 hours, if you include qualifying and practice, and my bones were tired this morning. So anyway, this is a weekly update for the 802 Cup Series League, which is on iRacing. We just began our Season 3 for summer of 2023. It's going to be a laid-back season, a lot of people going on vacation. I know I'm going to miss a bunch of races because I work at Lime Rock. I'll be in New Hampshire at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, helping my son Sam with Sam Dreis Media, photographing and doing some stuff for motorcycle races up there for New England Motorcycle Road Racing. And also we go to Watkins Glen and a bunch of other things, and then on I think it's a Saturday, and we'll miss another race in September when Sam gets married. So it's a laid-back season, and we're using this whole season as a recruiting season. So if you're interested, just hit us up on Facebook at 802 Racing Leagues, or you can apply online at iRacing. Just look up the 802 Cup Series, ask to join. And we'll do our best to get you in. You got to meet some minimum qualifications, and we ask that anybody that wants to join, please get in some of the recruiting races for Season 3 this summer. Get to know everybody so you can see how we drive, see how you drive, and it's a great laid-back league, and we race the next-gen cup cars. A couple of our sponsors, Riptide Radio, thanks to Jeff Barefoot, is sponsoring this season. Riptide Radio is Carolina shag, and the only way to describe that, when I had Jeff on, he says, it's a lifestyle, and it's Carolina beach music, and it's a little bit of everything. It's a lot of Motown, it's a lot of jazz, a lot of swing, and you just picture yourself Saturday night at a beach club on the shores of the Atlantic in South Carolina, and just partying the night away and having a good time. So thank you, Riptide Radio, for sponsoring. I'd also like to thank Dirtbag Clothing for sponsoring the Joe Sixpack Racing Team. I just love their line, wear it till it stinks. So Dirtbag Racing, you'll see the logos on the Joe Sixpack Racing Team. Speaking of Joe Sixpack Racing Team, we're currently recruiting drivers for Season 3, and so are a bunch of other teams. And if you're new to the league and just watching this and you want to start your own team, you want to join a team, your team needs members, just shout it out on our Discord, either on the team channel or in general team chat. Tell us what you're looking for, how many drivers, and get hooked up, because driving on a team is incredible. So last night we raced at Daytona. It was 90 laps. The average lap time, and that includes cautions, was 117.341 minutes. We completed 98 laps with a couple of green-white checkers. 14 cautions, 42 laps under caution. You think racing a wide-open track like Daytona or Talladega would be easy because lots of room, but it's just something about it. So pretty typical there. We had 24 lead changes, though, and strength of field on the iRating was 1478. So that was the opening one last week. And now we're going to take a look at our results from last night, Season 3, Week 1. The top 10, Rob Lowell, driver car number 21. He qualified 7th, finished 1st. Number 2 is Dave LaMaga in the car 28. He started right up front in P2. Jeff Barefoot, car number 9. He qualified 9th, finished 3rd. Jason Wiley finished 4th. He drives car number 14. He qualified 4th, so looks like he stayed up there pretty well all night long. Dustin Coggin, finished P5. He was up front in the top 10 most of the night. He drives car number 10, and he actually got the pole for last night and got himself a point for winning the pole. Number 6 was Ty Tafford in the car number 23. He qualified 10th. I finished P7, which I'm really happy with that. Anything 15th or up, I'm happy. Anything in the top 10, I'm ecstatic. And anything in the top 5, I'm like, I don't think I did that. I drive the car number 64, sponsored by the Sim Racing Podcast, which you're listening to right now. And I qualified in P12. In P8 last night was Dustin Dameron. Dustin drives a car number 48. He qualified 22nd, so I think he was our hard-charging car last night from P22 all the way up to P8 at the end. Nick Larson finished 9th. He drives a car number 82, qualifying 5th. And rounding out the top 10 is Dwayne McMahon. He finished 10th, drives a car number 13, and he qualified 17th. And that's the top 10 from last night, the Riptide Radio season opener at Daytona. And now we're going to take a look at our points here. But what I'm going to do is I'm just going to get up to another page, because with my bad eyes, it's hard to read what's here on my screen, but I know it's coming out on your end. So this is P1 through P13 after week one. Rob Lowell is in first place with 47 points, one win, average start of 7th. Dave LaMaga is in P2 with 43 points. In third is Dustin Coggan with 42 points. Jeff Barefoot in fourth place with 41 points. Tied with Justin Wiley for 41. Next we have Ty Tafford in fifth place with 39 points, followed by yours truly with 37 points, Dennis Dameron with 36, followed by Nick Larson with 36 points, Dwayne McMahon with 35 points, Brett Benedict in 34th and 34 points, and rounding out the top is Frank Zignan with 33 points. So that's the top 13 as we have it right now after week one. And again, we want to thank Riptide Radio for being the sponsor for season 3. Not to forget, everybody, looking at the back of the pack after week one, we have Cole Jarrett in P14 with 31 points. Kyle Hackett following in 15th with 29 points. John Buehle with 28 points. George Bolas with 27. Gene Cato with 26 points. Johnny Barker with 25 points. Chris Max with 24 points. Eli Raposa with 23 points in P21. And rounding out the field, Brandon Garand with 22 points is in 22nd place. And again, thanks to Dirtbag Clothing for sponsoring the Joe Sixpack Racing Team. And you're listening to the Sim Racing Podcast with yours truly, Greg Dreis, and this is our weekly feature for the 802 Cup Series. And again, 802 Cup Series Season 3, we are recruiting for the rest of the summer into fall. A pretty good schedule coming up, which we'll talk about shortly. And if you want to race with us, it's very simple to get in touch with us on Facebook page, 802 Racing Leagues, or you can look us up on iRacing under the 802 Cup Series. Just click one join, and our admins will check you out, invite you to race for the recruiting season, and then invite you if you hang out and you like us and we all get along. You know, it's like an all-get-along type of world now. Then you can race with us for season 4 coming up in the fall. So we talked about teamwork earlier. Teamwork counts. I can't tell you the difference and the extra dimension it makes practicing and racing with a team. It adds a whole other dimension to iRacing for strategies. And it gets pretty lonely out there racing by yourself because there's not a lot of radio chat. But if you're talking with your team members, picking strategies and like that, you can have a extra dimension, and it's a really good tool. So if you want to join a team, or you're on a team right now, like my team, and you need members, or you want to start your own team, just shout it out on our Discord Teams channel or general chat, however you want to do it. I've got some pretty good bribes for my team. We got some great coffee mugs, team merchandise, coffee, and every top finishing driver each week on the Joe Sixpack Racing Team gets $5 in racing credits. So a lot of other teams out there are also looking for members, and you can find out about that on the team channel or on the general chat channel on our Discord for the league. This week's race coming up, week two, is at Kentucky. It'll be 160 laps. It'll be next Sunday, July 16th. Practice at 6:45 p.m. Qualifying starts at 7:05, and green flag drops on or about 7:10. All these races are under iRacing Leagues on our league page. So please, if you want to race with us, click on I Want to Join, and we'll check you out and send you an invite to join and come race with us for the summer. So this has been the 802 Cup Series podcast by the Sim Racing Podcast with yours truly, Greg Dreis, and you can catch this on Twitch, Spotify, Apple, and Amazon. And don't forget, Riptide Radio is sponsoring Season 3. A random driver every week gets $5 in iRacing credits. Dirtbag Clothing, Wear It Till It Stinks, a proud sponsor, proud to have them as a sponsor of the Joe Sixpack Racing Team. And again, thanks for listening, and give us a holler. If you want to race with us, just look us up on 802 Racing Leagues on Facebook, or you can join through iRacing Leagues. Just go to Leagues, look up 802 Cup Series, go all the way down to the bottom and say, hey, I want to join, send us a message, one of the admins will get back to you. And remember, we race on Sunday nights, 6:45 practice, 7:05 green flag. This is Season 3, a recruiting season. Season 4 looks awesome. We're up to $1,000 in prize money. That's pretty good for a laid-back but competitive league. We also do, it's a fixed series, fixed car sets, and two quick repairs every race, and comp cautions on or about lap, or 40% of the race. And the reason we do that is, let's say you're out there, you're driving hard, and just something happens, you get sideswiped, you get put in the wall, and it's not your fault. So we say, okay, we'll give you one chance to get everybody regrouped, and it's early enough in the race where it's not going to penalize the lead driver. So we do a comp caution on or about the 40% mark of the race, just to restack the race and keep it competitive in case something happens. And it's usually me that ends up in the pits after being up front for quite a while, and then just something happens, whether it's my fault or not. And there's nothing worse early in the race than being in the back of the pack and not having that chance to catch up. So we're up to $1,000 in prize money for Season 4. The races will be broadcast. We're working with a couple broadcasters to finalize everything, and we just look forward to racing with you. And again, if you want to race with us, just look us up on iRacing Leagues. Go to the bottom of the page, ask for an invite, or check us out on Facebook at 802 Racing Leagues on Facebook. And thanks again. This is the 802 Cup Series podcast, a production of the Sim Racing Podcast. If you want to be a guest on the show, hey, we do that too, so give us a holler. We not only talk 802 Cup Series, although that's our primary focus in season, we have guests from NASCAR drivers, Truck Series drivers, producers, announcers, broadcasters, and just regular Joe drivers like myself. So we'll be back next week with the update from the Kentucky race. Until then, stay in your lane, and we'll see you on the track.